Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cindy Bartlett. I have recently ordered some items from your business, and I talked to somebody, I think, last week, and I know it's because a lot of traffic has been delayed because of the weather and other things, but I ordered the first one, the Ecto-1, from y'all back a little over a month ago, and it hasn't got here yet.
May I have your name and address?
My name is Sydney Bartlett. I live at 358 Greenwood Drive, Biloxi, Mississippi, 39531.
Okay, thank you for this information. It's in regards to, so this pulled up Jeep Willys and Ecto-1. Hold on. Ecto-1.
Mm-hmm. And the Starship Enterprise.
The Enterprise is not available just yet.
Okay.
Of course, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken from the website, it may be available next week. But whenever it does ship out, you'll receive the tracking. As far as your Ecto-1, it shows that the delay is due to issues 3 through 6. I assume it's the magazine being out of stock.
Oh.
The system will continue to update the billing date. So that means that if it's in stock by Tuesday, you'll be billed. But if not, the system is just going to continue to delay.
So is it my fault that it's being delayed, or is it?
No. Not your fault at all. It's just one of those things to where the item is not available just yet.
Oh, I see.
So the system does one of two things. The system will either place the order on, like place the entire account on hold, or it will, bypass and ship what's available. But in your case, that's the issue.
Right. Okay. Now, I was watching some of the other people on YouTube put together those items. That's why it really got me interested. The instructions do come with each of those packs, right?
Correct.
Good. Okay, because that one guy that was building the Ecto-1, he was also building from Agora the Terminator 1-2 scale, and or 1-6 scale, I forget what it was. But his, he had to download the instructions to that. So I thought, well, I got kind of glad I went to Eagle Moss because they provide the instructions to it. Now, there's one other thing I forgot to ask y'all. Does the screwdriver come with the kit? Or the first kit?
Now, hold on. Because it doesn't tell me. So the way it appears on our end, it only gives issue the number. It doesn't say it's just issue 1, part A or B. So if you ever needed a reship, don't worry about the letter. Just provide the number. I do know that you do get screws and things like that as a gift. But I can't see if it's going to be included with the first one. All it shows is issues 1 and 2 with a magnet.
Okay. So, yeah, that probably. Well, I mean, it's not really that hard to find a screwdriver that's magnetized. They carry them in all kinds of stores. So it shouldn't be
to
find one. Yeah.
With the other the other models that I'm more familiar with, yes, it's included.
Okay. Well, then it should be included with Ecto-1. Yeah, because when I fell in love with that vehicle back when I first saw the very first film, saw the evolution of their vehicle. It was really neat, But when I saw all the detail that y'all put into that model, just to make everything work on it, that's quite an accomplishment. And I know it's pricey. I priced all the items and stuff. And that's the most I will ever be paying for a model. Because I've been modeling since I was 9 years old. I'm 62 now. You can imagine, that's quite a lot for a kit, But it's going to be what you call the tip top, the pinnacle of my career in modeling. Because I got quite a few models under my belt. I do a lot of them. I do ships, starships. I do construction as well as cars and trucks and planes.
Oh, nice.
I do a lot of armor. Yeah, I do everything that's model, except for figures like Frankenstein and stuff. Like, they come in the plastic or the vinyl. I don't do them, but I've done the plastic versions of them, but not the vinyl versions or the resin kits. Resin you have to put together with epoxy, so I don't mess with epoxy too much. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, that's all right. You must have a dog beside you, huh?
Yeah, my neighbor, we have new neighbors and they're moving, so my dog is like looking and hearing them, knocking on the door and thinking it's ours, but it's okay. We're safe.
Oh, that's gotta be nosy, man. What kind of dog is it? I'm a dog lover.
He is, oh, I'm a proud dog mom also. He is a Beagle Shepherd, so he is
A
beautiful
Beagle
brown eyes.
Shepherd.
Yes, he's
Oh,
medium
wow.
sized dog. If he stands up, because I'm 5'3",
Oh.
he's like to my chest. He's very
Wow.
lovable. I get a mixture of a hunter dog and a protector. I call him my emotional support animal.
Oh yeah,
So
they're very protective of their owners.
very, yes,
Yeah,
very.
my sister had something like that in the past. I was raised around dogs a lot when I was growing up on the farm. Yeah, we had a lot of them. There was something else. Okay,
Yes.
well, I'm sorry to take up your time, man, but I'm glad that you was able to tell me what was going on because I was kind of curious.
No worries. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Okay, there's one other thing I wanted to ask y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The payment. Since it's on my daughter's card right now, is there any way my money doesn't usually come in until I get a retirement benefit, and it usually comes in on the middle part of the month. Would I have to keep money on the card for the first of the month to when y'all, bill me to, in order for it to go through, or what?
So here's the thing. Our billing and shipping days only take place on Tuesdays and Fridays. So let's just say, for example, the system tries to run your card and it's not an issue with the actual digits on the card, it's just the funds not available. It will automatically attempt to run it the next billing or shipping day. So only Tuesdays and Fridays. I know that.
Okay.
Let's just say, for example, after your first shipment goes out, your second shipment, let's just say you wanted it to be April the 15th. We could do that for that month and then make your frequency every 4 weeks. So it'll be at least around that time. It won't be at the beginning of the month. It'll be the middle slash end, if that's what you prefer. But we couldn't set it to be like the same day each month because some months have 4 weeks. Some have five.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, yeah, because I would like to in the future I would like to give y'all a call. Well, is there any way we could do it now, is to have it set up, or would we have to wait?
So what we can do is, let me go back into your account one moment.
Okay.
We were at the Ghostbusters. All right, so it says next shipment has been delayed due to issues 3 through 6. Okay, I'm gonna read that to you. Just to confirm, your first shipment has already been sent out. So for the month of March, or AKA, let's just say the month of March, AKA whenever the shipment is available to ship out, what day did you want to be billed on?
For the month of March, rather like to be billed on the month, on the first of the month. Well, actually not the first, because of the first week of the month. I don't really know when my money's coming in, but I didn't get my first money from last month early, and my retirement check usually comes in on the middle part of the month. For some reason, they put it at the first part of January and not the middle part. So, well, actually, I'm sorry, not January, but February. They put it at the first part of January, February, but I won't be getting my money back until probably around the first part of March as well. My card hasn't told me exactly when I'm going to be getting my money, because it's still too early for them to tell that.
All
But
right. Now,
it should be on the first week.
okay, now here's the thing. We can, if you just, let's just say, just give me any random day and month, and I can set your next billing date to be that. That'll give you more than enough time to know exactly when your check hits. And once that does, if it, let's just say, is on a Monday, we can have it sent out Tuesday or Friday of that week. So just, I would prefer you do that versus trying to set a date, because you still have time, because that package is delayed because it's out of stock.
All right. Well, like I said, my next payment will be coming in between March 1st and March 6th. So it should be
around
the first week. Yeah. Between the 2nd and the 4th.
Okay, because the 5th is Friday, the 2nd is Tuesday. So that could only be the 2 days for the first beginning of the month.
Okay.
So let's just make it for the 5th just to be on the safe side.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be all right. Let me give you my card to that way y'all can transfer from my daughter's card to my card. Well, actually, the other one is in my name, but it's my daughter's money because I'm her payee.
And you are fine. All right, so all I would need at this point is just the card number followed by the expiration date whenever you're ready.
I've got it right here in front of me. Okay, it's a Direct Express debit card. It's the number is 5115 6346 7389 4819.
Expiration date?
It's good through the 9th month, 25th, 2025.
Okay, this is a MasterCard ending in 4819.
It's MasterCard.
And expiration date being 9/25.
Yes, ma'am. And the security code is 349.
Okay, now that isn't needed, so you don't have to worry about that. Your credit card information has been updated. Mm-hmm. So far, I have it set for the 5th of March, and then, of course, every 4 weeks after that. But, again, if it doesn't bill because it's not in stock, you won't have to worry about being billed until it is, and it'll go to the MasterCard I just updated.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and learn myself to keep some money on the card. That way, whenever y'all run it through, it will always be right there on the card instead of I'm not going to spend it all off the card because I need to keep some on it to last throughout. Especially for the model packs.
Got it.
Because I know for the instance of the cost, once it's regularly billed, it's like 13 something, right?
Correct.
13 something. Now, okay, well, that's just for one. Now, you multiply that by three, that is when the other two get here and start paying. That's going to be a little bit more.
Hold on. Let me give you the exact... Because I know each models are different. I'm not as familiar with the Ghostbusters, but I can give you that.
Okay.
I know the DeLorean is $10.90, but.
Oh, okay.
This is different.
Yeah.
So.
I'm kind of looking forward to getting that Jeep as well, because that is neat and more neat scale to have the trailer and the gun towed behind it. It's too bad they don't have any figures for it.
I was right. So it's the same as the DeLorean. So it is $10.90 plus the $2.45. So yes, around $13 per issue. Yes, what I've already done is attached a 20% discount off of all your future shipments. So it doesn't matter if you increase or decrease the quantity or frequency, you will always have a 20% discount. You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you enjoy models, so why not?
If you could have seen my collection back a number of years ago, ma'am, you would have thought, yeah, this guy really would love our kits. Yeah, Eagle Moss, when I found out about that, I know they're a little pricey, but, I mean, look at the detail y'all put into them. Who engineered these babies, and why such a big scale? But, hey, I like big scale because they're easier to work on. You don't have to worry about painting them. You don't have to worry about gluing them or epoxying them. Now I noticed on Agoras you have to use some epoxy on certain joints, but that's about it. The rest of it's screw and snap together. And I know I'm going to have a blast working on those kits, especially the Enterprise D when all those working lights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that. Have you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters?
Of course.
Yeah. What did you think about them? Have you seen all of them so far?
Not all of them. Or I may have, but I may not be able to recall.
Have you seen the one? Have you seen the one with the girls?
No, I haven't.
Melissa McCarthy and the other three, the black lady and the new one when they remade the Ghostbusters. That was awesome when they had the all girls hair. And she knew her
Okay.
stuff was they was in the tunnel. It reminded me of the tunnel when they was in the first one. Yeah, they saw all that stuff. They got scared like crazy.
Now you're going to make me want to
Yeah.
look that up on Netflix because I'm off this weekend. So that's what I'm actually might do. I'm a
You
little
know,
tipsy.
Dan Aykroyd, he owns the rights to all of those vehicles that they used on the film. You know, he
Really?
was one who actually came up with the idea of the ambulance being used as a Ghostbusters vehicle. Yeah, I couldn't
Nice.
believe that. He actually owns them. I've seen some videos in the years past where they had shown how they took the old Ecto-1 and restored her, and they a lot of people are making copycats, or like, well, what you would call replicas, you know, of them. Yeah, a lot of people love their Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Thank God we ain't got the real problem with ghosts like that, though.
Hello. That is
Yeah,
true.
tell me about it. I'm waiting for the movie Afterlife to come out. I've seen the trailer. Now, SMKR, he's one of the YouTube channels I watch. He builds a lot of them. He builds your Nissan GTR. He builds the Back to the Future DeLorean, which is a beautiful kit. All of them are.
Yes.
The 007 vehicle. Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, it's really sad how Sean Connery died last year. He was the pinnacle of the James Bond characters.
Oh,
He was my
yes.
favorite. He
I
was.
agree.
He was awesome. But the vehicles that, like I said, y'all have, I really like to meet the people who designed them and put them together, you know, for photo shoots and stuff. Because I can tell you one thing, whoever came up with the idea of doing all that really knew their stuff, you know.
I agree.
I
I
tell you,
agree.
this can't be. Okay, well, I'm sorry to take up your time a lot, ma'am. I just wanted to see if we could do this and, you know, find out what was going on with my first parts of my Ecto-1. You know,
No worries. It was a
I knew it had
pleasure.
something to do with the weather and the virus have something to do with it. But luckily, I've seen in the news in the past week, since these new vaccinations have come out, a lot of them have started going downhill with the new reports of CV-19. It's about time it starts going down, but it will never be abolished quick, you know, quietly. Because CV-19 will always be
Exactly.
around us. It will always be there, just like all the other diseases are.
That is true.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I appreciate you talking to me and giving me any information, giving me
My
that discount.
pleasure.
I really appreciate that because
My
I enjoy
pleasure.
all those times.
And
Yeah.
of course,
All
if
right, ma'am.
anything, either while in transit to you, while you're building it, or for whatever reason something breaks or arrives, damaged or missing, do not hesitate to call or email, and all of our reships are free. And that pertains to all of the models, all of the subscriptions.
Okay, that reminded me of one other question I keep forgetting to ask y'all. Will they be coming by regular mail, or will they be coming by like FedEx or Brown? You know, I mean, like
USPS.
UPS? Oh, USPS. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Because I know some of the packs can be big from what I've seen on the SMKR. The one pack he was putting together had something to do with the exhaust system on the left side only. And that was a big pack. That was a really big pack.
And then
Yes.
once you get
So.
further along, as I said, you can always increase the quantity. As of right now, the highest is 12. So if you wanted to speed it up, you can definitely do that. If you wanted to
You
ever,
can.
it goes up to 12 now. First, when we first launched it, it was only 4, and then it gradually
Right,
increased to
right.
12. So you can definitely utilize that. And again, you still have the 20%. So if you ever want to treat yourself, do that. But again, just communicate with
Wow.
us because unfortunately, you can't you don't have the luxury or the access to make the adjustments yourself online.
It's too bad you can't get the whole thing at once. That would be awesome.
Yes, we get that all of the
That
time.
would be
I just
awesome.
advise callers
Cool.
to email customer service, and I feel like if they get enough, eventually that may be an option. But right now, I appreciate actually, waiting. It feels like Christmas every time I get a Amazon package.
Yeah, I mean, it is after all something to wait for, you know, but yes. Once you get some of the parts in and you have to still sit there and put everything together, you don't want to have to have that whole thing sitting there waiting for you. Hey, you know, Freeman, I'm waiting for you. Come on, baby, put us together.
Yeah, it'll
keep
me busy.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I would like to have that done at the first couple of packs. I'd like to have that increased to whenever y'all can increase that. You know, just let me know, either in letter or, you know, email or something like that. You know,
just let us know whenever you're ready, because I can do it now. But right now, I'd rather wait for you to at least receive your first shipment and then call us, and we'll assist you with the rest.
Okay. I'll do that after the first shipment. I'll give y'all a call then.
All right. Well, again, stay safe. Be blessed. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes,
and thank
ma'am.
You for calling Eagle Moss.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.